All right. Good evening. So let's see where to begin. So, kind of a refresher on my situation right now. For those of you who don't know, I graduated community college. I got my associate's in business administration with an emphasis in management. It's not as cool as I thought it would be, but it still sounds pretty cool, so I'm happy about it. So now I'm going to be going off to Oklahoma Christian, like everyone else, to finish up my bachelor's degree. So that's going to be really interesting. So, like I said, I'm going off to college again. I'm going to try not to come back again. And I know you want me to leave because I can tell you're all tired of me being here. I can, yeah. There it is. So, obviously, I'm pretty nervous about this whole change. There's going to be a lot of stuff that that's going to be happening over there. And basically, I'm going to be going there with a clean slate. Basically, all my relationships, routines, classes, my living situations, they're all going to be starting anew. Apart from my three roommates, two roommates who I know, one of which I have no idea who that is, the two of them I know. They're my only link back here to California, basically, disregarding the e-walls and everything. But I'm going to be starting anew, and that's intimidating, being in a new place, trying to figure out who you are in a place you don't really belong. I don't say y'all very much, so that's going to be interesting. So it's pretty scary. I want everything to go right. I want to succeed. I want to get a job. I want to make money. I want to have a family and die happy as a result of these next few years. But guess what? That's not my call. That is not my call at all. There's a saying that I've heard. I don't know where I heard it. Probably the internet, Facebook, some social media. And it says, you give God your plans. He takes a look at them, says, yeah, right. And then he gives you his own. And that, when I saw that, I didn't really kind of realize what that meant in a way. But writing this lesson, it popped in my head and it kind of dawned on me. Like, I have all these plans in my life. I have all these aspirations and things I want to do that I want to do. But God has a different plan for me. Most likely. Who knows? Who knows if this will go smoothly? Who knows if I'll get through school with all A's, I'll graduate magna cum laude or whatever that is. Yeah, that's probably not going to happen, but who knows? It might go smoothly, but I'm willing to bet that it's going to be hard. It's going to have a lot of stumbling in it. I'm going to fail sometimes, hopefully not the classes, but I'm going to fail in some aspects of my life. And that's all kind of a learning process for me. But at the same time, it's going to get me frustrated and I'm going to get mad. It'll cause me to wonder, why is this happening? Why are these stumbling blocks in my way? Why does anything happen? And when it does happen, what do I do? So let's go into the Bible. So let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and starting in verse 1, and I'm going to read through verse 8. So it says, "There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, and lastly, a time for war and a time for peace." So think about this. What does this mean to you? What does this passage mean to you? It's explaining, like, there's a time for everything. It maps out a lot of things, and I think it's getting at, there's a time for everything. It doesn't matter what it is, something good, something bad. It's going to happen in your life. There's a time for everything, and it's God's will that that happens. So what does the passage mean to you? For me, the thoughts that pop into my head for it is, when is my time for those things? When does those things happen to me? And I'm looking at this list, and I'm wondering all these things, and when am I going to have to endure these occurrences right here? And then I think, I know that God has a plan in my life. I know that God has a list of everything that I will do in my life. He knows what I'm going to do in 5 minutes. He knows what I'm going to do tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. So I know there's a time for everything. God has the plan for that. So, when do I die? When will something in my life be torn down? When will I cry? When will I mourn? When will something great happen to me? Those questions are bouncing around in my head all the time. And so, what plan does God have for me in my life? And I don't know. I really don't. It's really hard to tell. And I'm sure you can all agree that we really don't know what God has in store for us. We're kind of walking blindly in a way. But the thing is, we want to know. We as humans, we don't like to not know things. We don't like to not know what we're going to have for dinner. We want to know what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes. We don't like uncertainty. We don't like surprises or things that interrupt our lives that force us to start from square one. So this uncertainty, it scares me. It freaks me out. And like I said, I'm very positive that it scares a lot of you too. So what can we do about this? What do we do about these little thoughts in the back of our head that grow and grow each day to gigantic sizes, and it engulfs our life so much that we're just living in fear, with these uncertainties? So what do we do about these uncertainties? Well, we turn to God. We turn to His Word and find comfort in it. So let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. And it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and hope." So, reading this, we see that God obviously has a plan for me and a plan for us. These plans are good, not bad. God's intentions aren't to harm us. He wants to guide us to a good life, to follow Him, and for us to see what He can do in our lives. God's intention in our life is good, and according to Romans 5, 3-5, He wants us to rejoice in our sufferings, our uncertainties, our problems, those things, so that we may gain endurance that turns into character, that turns into hope and faith towards God. And this all turns into us following Him throughout our lives. So everything in our life has some sort of purpose for God, and through God, we should not worry about what can happen in our lives, because we cannot control the unknown. We cannot control the unknown as it is, so why start now? It's like trying to fill up a bucket that has a bunch of holes drilled into it, with water. You try to fill it with water, the water just keeps pouring out. It's impossible. It's impossible. We don't know what's going to happen, so we shouldn't even try to worry about this stuff. So, how do we deal with the worries in our life? We give it to God. Philippians 4, verses 6-7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Psalms 55, verse 22 says, "Cast your burdens on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved." And lastly, to make my point, Proverbs 3, 5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make and he will make straight your paths. I guess that's what it says. So we give our worries to God. We pray to him and say, please help me, God. I need you to help me get through all this. And so once we do that, what comes next? Well, it's easier said than done, but just don't worry. Let God take control of your life. Let God deal with what you have in your life. So let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, reading verses 25 through 34. It says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So I think that kind of explains it. It explains just don't worry. God has got you. God has your back. God will take care of you. If he can take care of the birds who don't have to worry about anything, they don't have a mortgage, they don't have credit cards, they don't have bills, all this stuff, they don't have to worry about anything, why can't God take care of us? Why can't God keep us safe, provide for us, and help us through our life? So think about that for a second. Think about your uncertainties, your fears, and your problems. And then give it to God, because he can handle them. God will provide for you, and God has a plan for you. We don't know what it is, but But just keep going through your life. Just don't worry about it. Keep trekking forward on the narrow path, no matter how hard it may seem, no matter how many times you want to give up. Pray to God to give you the strength and will you need to keep his plan for you. Remember, God is not here to harm you. That's the devil's work. God is here to help you, make you stronger in faith, and wants to be with you in eternity. So as for me, this is a process. This is a process I can't just pick up. I can't just do all of this within one day. It'll take practice, and it'll take time and dedication. But I know the reward will be worth it. God will lead me in the right direction. He will bless me and take care of me. And he will bless you and take care of you if you put in the time and dedication to really try and give your worries to God and let him work through your life. So do you believe that? If you want to believe that, but you're having trouble accepting it for any kind of reason, or if you have anything else you may need help with in your life, please come forward when we sing the song of invitation, or at least pull someone aside that you trust and just talk with them, because we have a lot of people here willing to hear you and listen to you and help you. And we'll show you the love of God through that. So, let's sing.